Hey, Brad Scott fronted up yesterday with Alan Richardson alongside him. The competition committee met for the last time. They sought the opinion on the MRO, the interpretation of head-eye bumps and contact, and there was several topics discussed, a gap on respect for umpires, as Alan Richardson called it, and that was a concern at AFL House in the season just gone, the treatment of the umpires. Scoring wasn't on the agenda, but something was, David, that has been largely missed, I think, and you think, in the aftermath. And that concerned, and he did spend a bit of time on it, Brad Scott, yesterday, time wasting. He said, we had a section today on time delay and players delaying umpires balling the ball up after they have called a stoppage or delaying getting the ball back to the player who has marked or received a free kick. So my question without notice, was this a big issue this season?
I feel like this was a pet hate, not a problem with the game. Is that what the committee have been talking about? The
Brad's pet hate?
Well, I think so. I don't know if Brad, if it's Brad, I assume Brad's, but you know, we're not involved in the actual meeting, so we're not sure. But it doesn't feel to me like it was a massive problem with the game.
So he said yesterday,
again,
do you think
it was a problem with the game?
No, I must admit, it wasn't something I watch regularly and thought this is an issue we need to stamp out. But he said there's been a bit of a creep over time, and I can't stress enough that whatever tweaks we make, we've got to make it clear to clubs and players, and then it's really important we make it clear to fans. He said a lot of frustration, I think, from watching footy comes when fans are confused as to what the rules are. We'll take a dim view of players who don't have the ball, who impede the opposition player picking the ball up. We've seen that a lot, where players will hover over the ball and not let the player who's won the free kick have access to the ball. So umpires will be a lot stricter on that.
Yeah, well, guess what that means? 50-metre penalties. Guess what fans hate? 50-metre penalties.
Oh, do you feel sorry for the umpires, don't you?
Well, they're so trivial. This has got fallout written all over it, this. This has got anger from the fan written all over it. And I just don't think that right now the fans' heads are in the draft at the moment. I'm not sure that they're across. If someone just stands over the ball while the guy who's taking the mark or has a free kick is trying to get at the footy, that 1.5 seconds.
You know what this smacks of?
It's going to cost 50 and a goal, and there'll be trouble everywhere.
The early days of the protected zone, which drove us up the wall, didn't it? Until it found some sort of, now it's almost become too slack again. So things do, like, we've got so many rules. We've got rules for rules, interpretations upon interpretations, tweaks here and there. This could potentially, listening to Brad Scott yesterday, land like an absolute sledgehammer, this one, the time wasting. Get it back to a cook it. Right, 50.
This is going to be very unpopular for Brad very early. So there's two ways to look at this. So the other one, so that's the mark or free kick. That'll be a 50-metre penalty, which will result in scores. And the other one is handing the ball back to the umpire. I wasn't aware that was an issue.
Oh, no, that's always a no-go. You've got to give the ball back to the player. What do you mean? Oh, for a stoppage, you mean?
Yeah.
Bit slow getting it back to the umpire.
Yeah, so that'll be a free kick.
Because they've got a set up. Yeah. Oh, that could look horrendous.
How's that going to be?
How long's too long?
Are we seriously going to make radical change there?
Well, he says not. He just says there's been a creep over time, so they're going to crack down on that. He said we will be a lot stricter on that.
So we didn't change anything with prior opportunity. We didn't change anything with regard to the stand rule.
Nope.
We didn't change anything with third man up. But we've decided we've got a pet hate with the bracket creep on delaying tactics.
Okay, I really wanted to get the temperature on this. Joe's texting, time wasting, massive, massive issue, which slows down the game. Melbourne were the masters at it. Watch their lightning affected game against West Coast in Perth this year. Time wasting is a huge issue. Can't speed up the game and increase scoring when players stand on top of someone or hold them down, giving their teammates a chance to flood the arc. Simple. Change the penalty. 25 meters.
Gee, sounds like they're on board this. The fans, doesn't it?
You know what annoys fans, Kingy? Deliberate 50s. Time wasting.
50s annoy. 50-meter penalties annoy them more.
You're wrong, Kingy. Time wasting is a huge problem with the game. Well, Jeremy, I'm with you. I didn't think it was either. The opposition sit over the ball, not picking it up, and allowing their team to get back into position, and the fans hate it. And there's a lot of capital letters getting thrown around.
I like Jeremy. I like the fact they're strong on this. Are they strong to say that I'm happy to give up a 50-metre penalty?
Yeah, what happens when your team gets pinged?
I'm happy with that. I'm happy that
because Jack Zeeble's 2 seconds too slow and getting the ball back to the umpire. You know, innocent people are going to be
there. It'll be the same player all the time. It will be. I don't want to throw a name out there for fear of the text later on today, but It'll be the same type of player or the same player every time.
And plenty of people coming through. Pet hate of mine.
Pet hate, yeah. Oh, I think it is a pet hate. I agree with that. It can be a pet
Policing hate. Policing it is going to be a lot more complicated.
Is it a problem with the game?
Yeah.